Moyowabana is a Zambian word meaning health of children. It's also a name of a project designed to treat children, many of whom are at risk of dying before they reach their fifth birthday. The high death rate is often attributed to a lack of special medical services for young children, especially in rural communities. Under the Moyowabana project, Care Zambia aims to reduce the rate of these diseases in young children in towns of Lusaka, Ndola and Kasama. The project also provides health advice through a network of trained volunteers. The organization distributes chlorine and bednets treated with insecticide to neighborhood health committees, which sell them at a reduced price to local households. Care trained volunteers operate mobile clinics, which move from one location to the other, offering basic child care services. Care trains the volunteers in basic health care techniques like weighing, data entry, and processing. Children are weighed in order for volunteers to determine whether the child can be referred to a doctor or not. If the child's weight is too low, the child is sent to a doctor. These volunteers only administer simple medications such as anti-malaria tablets, while other forms of medication are offered by doctors. The volunteers are able to identify other childhood diseases like measles and refer serious cases to district health centers or referral hospitals. Among the most serious is malaria. The volunteers also offer free insecticide-treated bed nets. It is estimated that over 1,000 children have benefited from the project since it began in 1998. Mark Vandervoort is country director of Care Zambia.
One of the goals of the Moyowabana project is to take the growth monitoring of under five children to the community, as opposed to asking mothers and their fathers to sometimes walk considerable distance to the nearest clinic and maybe experience quite long queues when their child is actually healthy.
Charity Piri is a health worker employed by the Zambian government at Kalingalinga Clinic in Lusaka. She explained that since the program began in 1998, malaria rates have dropped from 41% to 28% in Lusaka, Ndola and Kasama regions. Piri says cases of diarrhea have also dropped by half and that only 3% of children suffer from pneumonia compared to 12% when the project started. She adds that the number of families using insecticide-treated bed nets has doubled, protecting children from mosquito-borne malaria.
There's been a tremendous reduction in malaria and diarrhea cases. For example, we have recorded a reduction in malaria cases among pregnant mothers as well as children, which I think should be attributed to the correct use of insecticide-treated mosquito nets, which are being distributed by Care Zambia and other non-governmental organizations. At household level, the malaria cases have also reduced since the indoor residual spraying was introduced, especially in densely populated townships like Ngombe and Garden compounds. And the latest Zambia Health Survey has shown that diarrhea cases have also reduced by half.
The program works in close collaboration with the Zambian government and district health teams. It takes a three-pronged approach, which includes reaching people at clinics, community and household level. Mwansachileshe, a care-trained volunteer at Chawama Community Health Center, has been involved with the Moyowabana project since 2003. He says many parents now understand the importance of early childhood health care.
We used to see malaria going up and up every year, but now the level is going down. The community is reacting. If they see a child is sick, they take them to the clinic. Mothers know the importance of the under five registration cards to monitor their baby's weight as well as vaccinations.
So far, the Moyowabana project is receiving a positive response from the public. Even better, many Zambian youths are now volunteering to become one of the hundreds of care-trained child health promoters working to save the lives of children in their own communities. For VOA Africa, I'm Sunday Chongo Kabange in Lusaka, Zambia.